Blog Talk Radio.
WMCL brings to you the Miss Computer Lady Show, sponsored by United States Vets Incorporated, veterans helping veterans. For more information, log on to UnitedStatesVets.org or visit them on their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/UnitedStatesVets. WMCL welcomes you to the Miss Computer Lady Show. Computer tips, tricks, advice, and also interviews with commercial recording artists, indie recording artists, national figures from throughout the world, and also live remotes brought to you. Here she is, Internet Radio Podcast Show host, the one, the only, for season 6. Here she is, Miss Computer Lady. Thank you, thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and also good evening. You are tuned to WMCL BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Miss Computer Lady. Thank you very much for tuning in. No, I'm usually not on at this time. This happens to be a special edition because Miss Computer Lady is going to have a couple of days of R&R, rest and relaxation. Been quite a long time, but finally going to have the chance to be able to do it. There will be a show next week, and just to let you all know, there possibly will be a show. I'm going to have to see. I'm hoping it will come to fruition, hoping that everything works out to where I will be doing a live stream broadcast, a live remote from Memphis, Tennessee. Miss Computer Lady going to a family reunion, and we're going to see how things work out. So hopefully there will be a live remote from, again, Memphis, Tennessee. And in case there isn't, well, at least Miss Computer Lady tried. So if there is, it's most likely going to be on Saturday. When that, I am not sure. But let's keep our fingers crossed and hope everything works out. As mentioned before, this show is sponsored by United States Vets Incorporated. We are advocacy, referral, and education. Veterans helping veterans. If you like more information, make sure you go to UnitedStatesVets.org, a Facebook page at Facebook.com/UnitedStatesVets. If you have any questions, 419-206-5979. There are some happenings going on as far as events from United States Vets Incorporated. Make sure you check out the site and also check out their Facebook page. Going to part two of online testing. Let's review how part one went. Part one went a little something like a review of different articles, one of them from M as in Mary, PRNews.org. This is back in April of 2013, talking about online testing as far as problems with administering it overall. Let me bring up some of the situations that had happened. This article was written by a Mr. Tim Post out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Just bringing up a few items here. Again, as a review, the article mentioned something like this: high-stakes testing produces anxiety in and of itself. Let me start that again. High-stakes testing produces anxiety in and of itself, and this kind of uncertainty creates understandable consternation among students, among teachers, among families. One of the components of online testing is something that is still a challenge today. that of test anxiety. For those who haven't heard of test anxiety, and I don't know of too many people that had not heard of it, but those who aren't aware of it, it basically goes a little something like this. Test anxiety overall deals with, before testing, people don't do so well as far as testing. They get anxiety, they get nervous, they get upset. They literally get sick in some cases. There are people who, you mentioned the word testing them, they literally get sick. And it's a sickness that stress of it. It is quite a stressful situation in which people go through a lot of things that have to help them in striving for getting through tests. Let's see. They have to go through such procedures as doing stress-relieving exercises and also doing changing areas in where I'm doing the show, so you all going to have to excuse me. So as I was saying before, doing exercises in order to relieve the stress of testing and sometimes having tests administered differently. If it's easier for them to take tests, let's say, in true-false form instead of multiple-choice form, they do that. And then vice versa. Some people, instead of taking tests among the class, they have to go to a special area and test by themselves. So that's, and those are some of the things dealing with how to relieve from test anxiety. So we have that. We also have situations in which testing is where there are complications with the equipment, such as testing taking too long to upload, or there was a glitch in which a person taking the test was kicked out of the test. Those are some things that were brought up with that article. We took another look as far as online testing was concerned, where, let's see, it's coming up just in a moment. If you want to check this out, you can find this in blogs.edweek.org. Again, blogs.edweek.org. Click on anything dealing with testing. This was back around the same time in April of 2013. Must have been a lot going on around April 2013 for these articles to have come about. But one of the problems that stemmed from online testing was a lot of interruptions. That's one of the things brought about in this article. And one of the things brought also about this article was this line of paragraph, something like this. And the testing woes have emerged at an inappropriate time, inopportune time, rather, for backers of online testing. States and school districts are already nervous about the cost and technological challenges of putting in place online assessments to match the core standards. And the current round of testing woes seem likely to only heighten that anxiety. So we have, according to this article here, the cost. The cost of the equipment, the cost of conversions of how testing was done, you know, with the paper and the pencil and all of that, to now where you take it online. You're going to have to probably do some uploading of the documents, making sure they are scanned, making sure they're uploading correctly, converting in the programs to where the test questions are formatted so they could be answered online, and coding and programming and all of that to make that happen, to matching any of the servers or whatever the like for that equipment to help administer that test correctly, and on from there. There is a lot that goes into this. A lot of people might not understand, but a lot does go into this. And it is not cheap. It is not cheap at all. So that was one of the complaints. The technologies of it, you're dealing with those that really don't know how to operate the technological aspects of it, as one of the saints mentioned last week. What if you have someone who is handling the technological aspects of it and they, let's say, are on another customer's assignment in taking care of their problem? Okay, you're in need. What if you have a situation where you had technical problems, but your IT company or the company that's handling the online administration of the test is out of town? Then you have the situation where you have this online testing problem and your company is out of state. Now, handling out of state is something that is of a challenge right there, because you need them right away, but the representative is out of state. And the way they're going to handle it, they're going to handle it remotely. That's their way of handling it. That's not the way you would like to have it handled, because you're used to someone being physically there to take care of it, when nowadays even technological challenges, technological problems, technological repairs, technological fixes of machinery, of computers, the servers, anything else is done remotely. You're not used to that. Then goes, you know, then there is that concept, that component of the problem. A lot of times you got online testing to deal with in the academia. You have that world. You also have the work world that deals with the online testing and the challenges that happens with that. Online testing can determine things. Okay, these tests that is something for the high school, for them to graduate, it was a time where it was sure you could complete the credits. No, it is now with passing the scholastic tests, a lot of them online. There are some areas of the company that probably still administer them paper, pencil-wise, or on from there, but they still have to be scored with using the computer, or they're scored automatically, electronically, online. So that's a determining factor. That's a problem. And you have that problem as well. And it looks like Miss Computer Lady might have to cut this show short. But we're going to have to see. But we're going to take a quick break for a moment. If, in case you have any questions, if I don't have to cut this this show short, 646-727-1542. Be right back. And thanks for tuning in.
David Bold's Management and Booking Agency, in association with PayUp Management, Mickey Benson.
We specialize in providing the best in celebrity bookings for your concerts, club openings, festivals, weddings, walkthroughs, special appearances, and other special events.
David Bold's Management and Booking Agency.
Celebrities from genres including pop, rock, techno, country, alternative, and adult contemporary.
For more information, call 909-653-2614, or you can email us at mrdavidbowles@gmail.com, or thebestishere1@gmail.com.
David Bowles Management and Booking Agency.
Count on your computer needs of Tulio LLC for online, on-site computer training and consulting. Visit the website at www.yourcomputerneeds.net. Or call 419-304-4564.
Hello there. This is your boy, Steady J, from Life at the Dust Live Radio. And whenever I'm in need of computer tips, tricks, advice, and even great music all around, I tune into the greatest and best Miss Computer Lady show, WMCL, on blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady show. And, yes, Miss Computer Lady is going to have to cut it short. Sorry about that, but we will go into further explanation of online tests next week. I don't know of the day or time at this time, but it will be scheduled, and you will see all the promos about it. But until then, this show, again, is sponsored by United States Vets Incorporated, Veterans Helping Veterans. For more information, go to unitedstatesvets.org or the Facebook page at facebook.com/United States Vets. This computer lady signing off saying thank you all very much for tuning in. Again, may do a live remote in Memphis. Going to have to see. Maybe, maybe not, but until then, for those of you who may be traveling, make sure your travels are safe. Remembering Michael Jackson, your music will always be missed, and love always, and love you all. You all take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye.